This is Ted Kennedy. 1992 is turning out to be a very good year for change, and that favors Democrats. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, historians say new periods of change and progress come in 30-year cycles. There's a parallel between the 1990s, the 1960s, and the 1930s. Now as then, after a period of drift and decline, America's ready to move ahead again. There's a fundamental difference between our two parties, Al. Republicans believe in laissez-faire. You don't like government intervening in the economy, jobs, education, health care, or anything else. Even when times are bad and people are hurting, your attitude is, stay the course, things will turn out all right. But that theory didn't work for Herbert Hoover in the Depression or Richard Nixon in 1960, and it won't work for George Bush in 1992. Democrats stand for change. Try to copy us if you like, Al, but you can't change your spots.
Who'd want to copy you? Not on your life. Change? Yes, sure. But the only bill the Democrat-controlled Congress could pass today is the Status Quo Protection Act of 1930. Ted, you Democrats have failed to reduce the deficit, cut spending, or pass legislation to help business grow instead of piling more and more regs on it. As you Dems try to eternally win brownie points with special interest groups, you forget that these groups won't be the ones paying for our $4 trillion debt. It will be our children and grandchildren left holding the sack. Deficits don't even faze you spenders. Ted, the last time you Democrats were in the White House, recall you gave us 22% inflation, 18% interest rates, and a top tax rate of 72%. Who'd want to return to those old glory days? Most thoughtful Americans sure don't. They'll vote Republican. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the liberals in Congress failing to deal with the issue of malpractice insurance. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.